This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. So about that Brexit vote Neil and I ended on just a minute ago, outgoing UK Prime Minister David Cameron was in Brussels today for what must have been an awkward meeting with his European Union counterparts. Because, really, it's a tricky situation. When somebody decides to leave your club, do you say good riddance, don't let the door hit you on the way out and take a hard line? Or do you say, hey, no hard feelings in the hopes of a better economic future? Marketplace's Mark Garrison has that one.
Let's define our terms for the moment. Nasty is out means out. No special trade deal for the UK, restrictions, tariffs. Nice means the UK exits but maintains access to the European single market. We're simplifying, of course, as there are many possibilities beyond these extremes. Nasty carries risks. The UK is the world's fifth largest economy. Taking a hard line would threaten trade and increase uncertainty, says Paolo Mauro, senior fellow at the Peterson Institute for International Economics.
The UK and Europe need to trade together. It makes a lot of sense for people and businesses to be moving throughout Europe.
Still, some high-level European leaders are signaling support for nasty over nice.
There have been rather hot-tempered responses.
That's Michael Lee, a German Marshall Fund senior fellow and former European Commission official. He's referring to warnings from the French and European Commission presidents.
Their main preoccupation is to give a lesson to any other country that might be considering going down this path.
Those looking for hints as to whether nice or nasty will prevail focus on one person, explains Heather Conley, who directs the Europe program at the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
The critical voice here, as in so many things with any European issue, is going to be German Chancellor Angela Merkel.
Merkel has given nice signals, saying the UK should have time to think. But she's also warning that the UK won't be allowed to cherry-pick terms. In any case, Europe's nasty and nice sides will duel for influence until at least September, when the UK expects to have a new prime minister. I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.